Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You book a guy to grab your ass, that's what you're paying for, right?
Yay, sports!
Yay, sports. You're lucky. Todd attended the game on CBS yesterday that featured our home city of Omaha, which is very cool.
Thanks to Classic Game.
RedZoneTickets.com. Todd and Tyler are paid spokespeople for RedZoneTickets.com.
Tyler was on the couch with a beer. Todd couldn't get a beer because the NCAA because says no there. Beer.
Yeah. Right.
Silly.
It's stupid.
An NCAA grown championship men event.
And spend a fortune to get into those games, especially nowadays.
Do. Yeah.
Grown men. I was down the old market on the downtown area of the city on Saturday night. And grown men are all over the place. Kansas fans, Duke fans everywhere.
Drunk.
I'm thinking, but they can't. They can spend thousands of dollars to sit courtside. To sit in the lower bowl, but can't have a freaking legal beer. By the way, and the college baseball championships are here, NCAA, and you can drink there.
Beer and wine.
So explain that to me.
Last year, didn't
yeah, it did.
It?
Well, yeah, the untouched, the unwashed,
the sweets
the year before, and they said, hey, we got to share it.
Yeah, you know what they figured out is that people will spend more money,
right,
if you give them beer. Right.
Yeah, I would think,
and they're allowed to have a freaking beer. We're not probably getting drunk. We're talking about guys wanting to have a few beers at a basketball game.
The venues and the vendors got to bum about that too. There's a lot of money to be made. Oh,
yeah. You know, like in talking to people, it also increases the expense. You got to have more staff. You got to have more cleanup, all that stuff, and they already make $750 million
right.
The NCAA does off this tournament. So they don't care if you watch any of the first round, second round, even some of the third, like Sweet 16 games, the attendance at those is
not at all
impressive.
Not at all.
Part of that has to do with no alcohol, but.
Oh, yeah, but just
part of that, the NCAA don't care. They're making $750 million right. dollars either way, you know?
True.
Either way.
But Todd mentioned Budweiser's all over the TV commercials.
Absolutely.
And you can't get a freaking beer at
right.
a stadium.
Right. That is the irony of it, isn't
stupid,
it?
Stupid, man.
Although my favorite.
And by the way, you can drink at that stadium year-round when the Creighton Blue Jays
yes.
play there.
Yes,
right?
you
yes,
can.
Yes, yes.
Just bet. And they're NCAA Division I program.
Right. Just not for NCAA championship
events. Unless it's baseball.
Right.
So this is stupid.
I know.
Yeah. Well, they don't pull in $750 million a bill off the baseball tournament, though, so.
Have some respect for your fans.
I don't disagree.
I know you don't. I know you don't.
That's why I don't go. I can't get an ice house anywhere at those NCAA championship events.
I want a beer myself when I'm watching sports. And I had a beer yesterday on my couch.
I went down, must have been Friday, mm-hmm. went downtown mm-hmm. just to check out the scene. Yeah. Didn't want to go to the games. It's too expensive stuff. But
that and no beer.
that too, I guess. But like, so we just hung out at the bars and I felt old.
Oh, was you really young down there that night?
I felt really old, yeah. man.
I was down there that same day, early in the day, and I still felt old. It was only 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
It was kind of interesting. So the Final Four set, 11 seed, Illinois, Chicago. Everybody had them.
It's too loud. You're too old.
That is part of it. It is too loud.
Yeah, right. That's a Metallica concert.
That's
somewhere.
Part of it.
It's too loud. You're too old.
Is Sister Jean still following us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, I...
That's not a verified account.
No,
Who
it's
knows
not.
What that is, but...
It's not, but I tweeted out...
It was funny.
Well, it's true. I mean, it just drives me crazy, and I don't hate Sister Jean. She's cool.
She said God is good.
And I said, no, I mean, God just hates...
Nevada.
Nevada. Because every time I hear a person, the white guard for Loyola... The one of their first last weekend when they won their first round.
Custer or the other guy?
Custer.
Okay.
He said they upset their biggest upset coming into that before this past weekend. I forget who they beat.
Yeah, I'm trying to look here.
Last weekend, who'd they beat?
Oh, they beat Tennessee. First. They beat Tennessee.
And yeah, Tennessee.
Boom.
Tennessee, okay,
once they won the Tennessee game, basically said that all glory to God. I said, you know what? Shut up. I said, because Tennessee lost. And I guarantee you there's some Jesus freaks
they
on
like
Tennessee,
God.
Too.
Yeah.
Right? So stop that. Yeah. Stop that. So I was rooting against them, and I think I still will. But then I said, maybe God just hates Nevada. Because obviously God hates Nevada if you wanted... And then Sister Jean followed us right away, and I just followed her back and said, thanks for getting it, Sister Jean. I get it. I don't know if it was her pressing the buttons or not, but I've seen her hashtag. I've seen it's everywhere now. You know,
I updated the...
I've always felt that way about that.
We had the question last week, how old before you're too old to wear your hat backwards? And Sister Jean had a hat on backwards. So the answer is now 99.
She didn't know she had a hat on. Got a hat on.
A hat on?
You got a hat on.
Unless she wears it backwards again next year.
Sitting there in a diaper.
Right. And then we got to update it again.
I mean, yeah. How lucky is she?
So now the answer, 99.
Good for her.
And their coach played at Creighton here in town. Was an assistant coach there, Porter Moser.
Yeah.
They're out of the Valley now. And then they get to play a 3-seed Michigan. Then on the other side of that Final Four is 2-1 seeds, Villanova and Kansas.
Yeah, that's a championship game, I think.
Did you know? Because they probably didn't show this on TV.
Oh, the Michigan can win.
They had a little halftime presentation of the trophy, but Nebraska Wesleyan out of Lincoln won the Division III basketball championship.
Did not know that.
So the team and the coaches came out on the floor and got their trophy at halftime.
Yeah, you got to see that.
Yeah.
Because you weren't in line getting a beer.
I had a beer.
Right? And if you're wondering about the blue bracket, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Oh, yeah, what is a blue bracket?
Blue bracket looks okay.
No, it's in the 6.3 percentile.
Oh, it is.
The whole bracket. But you still have Kansas and Villanova in there. They're both blue, and that's
Michigan's got blue.
Oh, Michigan's blue, too. Go blue, yeah.
Yeah, but they weren't the bluest.
No, they weren't.
You know, Butler had knocked off Villanova. Yeah.
Did Texas Tech wear a dark blue yesterday?
No, they're black. They're red and black.
Okay.
They're red and black. Red and black.
Yeah. It looked like a really dark blue on my TV.
Yeah.
I got to get that adjusted.
That could be just, everything else.
Yeah, maybe think about your eyes.
I'm the same way. My wife and I were looking for furniture, which is really fun, by the way. And I was arguing with both of them about this one color. And I'm thinking, well, the guy working here might know better than me.
But it's just the lighting. No, it's just the lighting.
He goes, man. No, it's not that color, sir. I said, okay. You guys both have your eyesight, and you also work here.
But when you're a blue bracket guy, don't you hate it when – two good blue teams are playing, like Kansas.
Yeah,
and,
but you picked the dark
Duke
one.
Yesterday.
You won that because you're good then.
Right.
You're,
no, it's if they were in different brackets, they probably would have both come out of there. You know,
who'd you have win in a final?
There's a chance.
Who wins a blue?
Xavier, if they are in the tournament, will win every year because their color is Xavier dark, blue, and it's like the darkest, blackest of blue. So they were the national champion.
So who is the bluest one left? Kansas or Villanova?
Villanova's darker blue.
I would say Villanova.
Yeah. Villanova's darker than Kansas blue.
Yeah.
Kansas is more of a royal.
And we go darker blue over lighter blue.
Yeah. Darker blue wins.
So Villanova could win this thing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if
I think they're the best team left.
What if it's Villanova and Michigan wears their blue unis and Villanova's in white?
Good point.
Ooh.
Doesn't matter at the time. It's the school colors. We did that already. It's not about what they wear.
I can't believe all. The blue bracket.
I got Kansas winning it all. My bracket's destroyed, but I still have the winners.
I think the number I saw this morning was like 500-some brackets out of the 17 million on ESPN.com had the Final Four right.
That's crazy, though.
It is.
Really?
Still, to be that high, I was surprised.
Well, people fill out all kinds of brackets. That's a problem.
Right.
They fill out 60, 70 brackets.
Yeah.
And they put Loyola up there. What the hell? Let's put Loyola up there.
Yeah.
Because if you filled out just 10 brackets, you wouldn't have Loyola of Chicago on there.
Hell
no.
That would be a nobody's
Final Four. They were 11 seed, though. They weren't a 16. They were 11. They get a good team.
Blue bracket did predict.
And they got Jesus on their side. Remember that. Jesus,
yes, they
I forgot
about
Jesus
that.
Hates Michigan for sure.
How's your women's bracket doing?
I have UConn winning it all.
It's a risky pick.
I know it is.
Did you notice their first round game at all or any headlines about that?
No,
I think I saw this.
They won by 88 points
in their first round,
140-52 final.
A team that actually made the playoffs got beat by 88 points.
88 points.
That's not good for chicks basketball.
Wasn't it like a women's college basketball scoring record or something?
140 points is a lot of points in any basketball. I mean, every year they do this in their conference tournament. They beat a four seed by 54 points. Their margin of win in this tournament so far, 88, 25, 13. They got a two seed South Carolina tonight. We'll all be glued to that like Monday Night Football.
In a heartbeat.
And we barely watch Monday Night Football because of matchups.
That's the joke right there.
And this kind of raised my eye. This happened right before we broke. But Memphis basketball fired Tubby Smith.
Yeah.
One of those old legendary coaches. Yep. Guy been around, been kind of crooked some places. But they they hired a guy who'd only coached in high school.
And?
His name's Penny Hardaway.
He also
you might
went
remember
there.
Him.
He
yeah.
went there.
Right. He's a Memphis boy. He was coaching high school a little bit there, 46 years old. Penny Hardaway, a head coach at the D1 school now.
He's a local favorite.
Yeah.
Him and that Elvis guy. They like a lot. In
like
Memphis.
Elvis. Presley. So we'll see how he does with compliance, considering how he ended up at Memphis. Besides being a hometown, I'm sure it involved, you know, Range Rovers and things like that.
Oh, yeah, back in the day, right?
We'll see how that works. Next week at this time, this is good news if you like warm thoughts. Next week at this time, it will be Masters Week.
Next week.
Next week. And though Tiger couldn't win it last week, couldn't keep it together to win last week, he's still the Vegas favorite. To win in Augusta.
Bet the house.
And did you see how Tony Romo fared this week? This was the week where he played in the PGA Tour, the actual tour.
It was
last week,
wasn't it?
It was this past weekend.
Plus five, right?
Plus five on Friday, plus five on Thursday, plus 10 on Friday.
And he's one of the best.
Dead last.
Yeah.
And done.
Yeah, did not make
finished
the cut.
And Larry the Cable Guy.
Right?
What kind of bum shoots an 80? Yeah.
Golf is hard, man.
Golf is hard, and he's one of the best athletes that is a golfer, you're
for
right.
For sure.
Yeah, wait till he's 50 and get on the major tour then.
He still maybe has a chance at that. I don't know.
Well, that maybe, you know? Yeah. But I don't think so. All those guys are beating his ass.
Well,
all 30
real
50.
Golfers. I know.
Golf is hard, exactly.
Golf is friggin' hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the guy who won that tournament came up from the web.com tour.
Yeah.
Where they golf all the time. Right. They just spend their years playing football for the Cowboys. They golfed all the time.
He earned his way on the web.com tour by doing those mini tours.
Yeah, because he's a golfer.
Yeah. You know?
Golfed his whole life. He hasn't played quarterback in the NFL.
You got to grind. Most of those guys who are on the PGA that don't win all the time have been grinding their entire life to get to the PGA.
Right.
Yeah. And the geniuses who you'll remember years ago decided that a horse was a better athlete than John Elway.
That's not true.
ESPN.
Although they could both eat an apple through a fence, as I've said for years. That's the only correlation.
Yeah. Although we've never seen Secretariat eat an apple through a fence.
They can, Todd. They can.
Yeah,
but so can Elway.
We know Elway.
We know Elway can. I've seen him.
The horse has got to prove it. Elway, we know. It's pretty clear.
I've seen it.
The horse has got to prove it. But this is the dumbest list ever, not because they made the list.
The horse has to prove it.
ESPN Magazine has been around 20 years.
Oh, what is this? This, by the way, they did a special, like, I've actually read this magazine. I've never gotten a subscription to this.
I see it only where I get my oil changed.
Exactly. So I saw the special. I was somewhere in a bar. It was on. I wasn't listening to it. And they treated it like, of course, it was ESPN.
Right.
Like, this is the biggest magazine ever. No, it was 20 years. I didn't read it.
Surprised it's still around.
Is it still around?
Yeah, yeah.
In print form?
Yes.
All right. Yep. I didn't care about this list, and it's hilarious, but go ahead.
Yes. This is the 20th anniversary list, so they did the dominant 20, what they call the most dominant athletes of the years of the existence of this magazine. So the last 20 years, number one was Tiger Woods. Right. Number two was LeBron James. Number three was Peyton Manning. Number four, Jimmy Johnson. Number five, Roger Federer. Number 20, Tom Brady. How is Peyton Manning more dominant than Tom, like 17 spots better than Tom Brady?
They didn't even have, they had the guy on that wrote this list, and Michael Phelps isn't even on there.
And, you know,
his explanation was, well, there's too many different lengths in swimming, so you really can't tell. What do you mean you can't tell?
He won more gold medals than anybody.
It was stupid.
Ever.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how long the race was, he won it.
Yeah, remember those Olympics?
And
where
by the way,
dominated.
There was
all four of those Olympics.
Yes. And then I don't follow it. We just talked about it a little earlier there, women's basketball. Like 15 was some white chick, college basketball girl that's in the WNBA. She dominates more than anybody.
I don't know. Allison Felix, maybe?
That was her. I don't know who it was.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this list is awful. As bad as the. They're also doing a 20 most dominant teams, which is especially stupid when number two is the Australian men's national cricket team.
What?
Oh, and right.
Oh, perhaps
that should
they
just
are.
Be UConn women's basketball, period. That list is over.
I don't follow cricket, so.
Can we narrow this down to sports that people care about?
No, they've been trying to be too international a lot, these kind of ESPN. They're trying to be too international, And we don't care. Cricket, for Christ's sake.
Cricket!
Just the other day, I got some breaking news alert from my ESPN app that some dude with a Slavic name had signed with some soccer team. And I went,
What?
That's a breaking news? You had to put that on my screen?
You got to go check your alert status.
I know. I was at that.
You got to get some filters on, bro.
It was at that point that I went, what? I got to check that app.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. I got to check that out, you said.
Yeah.
I got that guy in my fantasy soccer team.
Now, this is sad news. I don't know if you got an alert about this, but sad news, Todd, that you know one of your big goals in life to get that rule change about the touchback through the end zone, or the fumble through the end zone touchback rule.
Not happening.
Off the table.
Damn. Why?
Off the table.
That's a stupid rule.
In the NFL, the National Football League, the competition committee chairman says that there were 8 instances last year of this rule and only 3 the year before, 3 the year before that, so we didn't believe it merited a proposal is what he says. So it's off the table.
Doesn't matter.
It's going to happen in a major game, maybe the Super Bowl.
And then they'll change it.
Yep, then it'll change.
And I know I'm not alone in my hatred of that rule.
No, I hate that rule,
it doesn't
too.
Make a lot of sense.
No.
It really doesn't.
No.
Never has.
But they don't care. They're like, no, it's fine. Now, the catch rule has been changed is going to be changed.
Thank you.
And they've said very clearly that 2 catches that are notable in this instance, the Dez Bryant catch against the Packers and the Jesse James catch against the Patriots.
Both catch.
That one was a catch.
Year. And I saw our Patriot fan buddy say, well, that one wasn't. This one was. No, screw you. They both were. The NFL said it was.
Yeah, the NFL says both would have been complete under the new catch rule.
Because they were catches.
We're going to see how this works, though, because the difference to me.
The ball can move, it said. Just it's like if it walks like a duck, it's a catch. You know, that's what I put up on Twitter. If the guy catches it and starts to move at all, he caught it. And then it could be a fumble if he doesn't hit the ground first, but still, he caught it.
That's where we're going to find out
the fumble part,
how this
right.
works. Yeah, because you know, number one, control the ball. Number two, getting 2 feet down. So those two are pretty obvious, usually.
Play like you do backyard football. You caught the ball, and you caught it. After that, whatever happened, happened.
That's what they kind of went to, because the third step to completing a catch now is either performing a football act or performing a third step in the process of the catch. So how many times are we going to hear about that? Well, was that a football act, or was he trying to gain control of the football?
But you're right. We just got to stop overthinking it.
Right.
And if we all see it, look at it, it's a catch. Without thinking that second thing. Well, what about? No. He caught it.
Because how many hours did we waste last year?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
In replay.
And that's hurting football.
Any catch that's under review.
Right. Because you can't. Because there was a guy saying that the other day, I heard that, and it's a good point. All of us watch way too much football, which means that we know not to celebrate a good play.
Yeah.
And I don't. And I still see people around me freaking out when something good happens. And my wife goes, she gets mad at me. Why aren't you happy? I said, because they're going to rerun this thing.
Wait for it.
We're going to wait. Up, there's a flag. Up, they're going to look at it. Up, not a catch.
The previous play is under review.
And they're ruining the game that way, because fans on either side of the aisle, or the teams, I should say, can't root for their team. Can't celebrate.
That phrase comes up way too often.
Yes.
It does. It has slowed it down. I wish they would just put almost like a shot clock on it. If they can't figure it out in 60 seconds or something like that, screw it. Just go with the call on the field.
Yeah.
Just eject at that point and just go with the call on the field. Right. Sorry, time limit's up.
It's a catch.
Well, I'm fine with they got New York involved this year back at the central office. Look,
they spent too much time
looking at it. By the time the ref gets on the headset, just tell him, no, it was not a catch or it was a catch. Fine, move on.
I think the NFL wants to keep it long so they can go back to commercials, because they need to get those commercials in, because they've shortened some of the breaks.
So
they tell
moments.
Those people, listen, take your time giving us, we need 2 minutes.
Yeah. We could use an extra 30 here.
Exactly.
Yeah, that might be true.
That could be. Yeah. I just came up with that.
That's just a good theory, actually. Yeah, it's a really good theory.
Because we always bitch, why does it take so long? Well, the NFL has to squeeze in.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Second, right?
That's why. We'll be right back.
Right.
These important messages.
Football.
Yeah. Because football is not like basketball, where they actually have scheduled TV timeouts.
Right. There's no media timeout in football, really.
Well, my dad always tells a story, and he's right about this. When he played football, and I hate to say it, I sound like an old guy, but he said even back in the day, a fumble was a fumble. You fell, you fumbled it, you fumbled it. You had to hold the ball the whole time. I mean, if you went to the ground, just hit the ground, the ball fell out, it was a fumble.
Yeah.
And that's the way it was for years. So we started changing it to
ground can't cause a fumble, but wait, it can.
Why can't the ground cause a fumble?
Yeah,
you fumbled it.
Fair point.
You fumbled it.
No,
they'll never go back to that. But that's what they should have done to begin with.
Years
ago, a fumble's a fumble, right?
And not giving them helmets.
No, that too.
Yeah. And speaking of no helmets and football, United States men's national soccer team has released its World Cup year. Is this a World Cup year? They've released their World Cup year uniforms.
We're not in it.
An exciting post. And they're not in the World Cup.
Have they done it, really?
Yeah, they released their new World Cup year uniforms for this season.
Oh, wow. They can sell the gear.
Yeah, of course, represents the 13 original colonies. It's got stripes of the United States flag and will not be seen in the World Cup.
Who's wearing it then?
Well, they'll play some friendlies or something around.
Sure.
And Albert Bell was not very friendly his time in the Major League Baseball uniform. You might remember him as Joey Bell or Albert Bell.
Right.
He was a big, big dude. News this morning.
Aren't you Frank Thomas?
Are you the big
nerd? No, he ain't getting that now.
I hate those commercials.
Do you have his mugshot there? Because Albert Bell's looking a little puffy.
He looks tired.
I'm putting it up right now.
He does, man. He just looks tired and like, well, whatever, man.
Didn't say what he was doing to get the indecent exposure charge. I imagine that you could just
peeing
outside.
That could be.
That's why I don't pee outside anymore.
Yeah,
I'm afraid of that. Man.
Apparently at a spring training game in Phoenix, DUIs and decent exposure. Just living the dream. Albert Bell.
Couple DUIs. Come on, Albert. Uber it. Christ's sake.
Hey, Joey.
Joey, Uber that thing.
Ton of football news this week. I'll try and make exciting.
All right. Thank you, Petey.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.